WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Relentless heat bearing down on much of the country. 15 inches of rain in some parts of Iowa. Hundreds of water rescues over the weekend. Wildfires burning in southern New Mexico and elsewhere. A fire outside of Fresno, California, leading to evacuation warnings. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying now he would only be open to a partial ceasefire in Gaza, not a permanent one. That would not be enough to end the war. It's been 2 years since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade.
The anniversary comes more than a week after the Supreme Court rejected a challenge to mifepristone, keeping the abortion drug available for women to use under current FDA guidelines.
We are looking at the fact that two-thirds of women of reproductive age in America live in a state with a Trump abortion ban. This ruling is not going to change that.
Anti-abortion rights groups remaining hopeful after that decision.
ABC's Perry Russum, the Supreme Court this week could rule about emergency access to abortion if the woman's health is in danger. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
According to the Adams County Sheriff's Office, a Wisconsin Dells man was arrested Thursday in Adams County after he fired a shot during a fight. The Sheriff's Office received a call about people yelling outside of a home on the 3600 block of 11th Lane in Del Prairie. The Juneau County Sheriff's Office received a similar call saying there was a shot fired. The 24-year-old Dells man allegedly got in a fight with someone at the home until that person got away. Police say the man then got a gun from his car and fired one shot off, which hit the home. The man then left the scene. According to the sheriff's office, he was later arrested on charges of recklessly endangering safety and disorderly conduct while armed. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with highs around 84. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely, lows around 70. Some pockets of heavy rainfall again. For Tuesday, scattered storms, otherwise a high near 88 under mostly sunny skies. A touch cooler by Wednesday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Currently 59 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it. We hope you're having a great start to your Monday. I know weekend time, especially in the summer, is so much better, but here we are, coffee and donuts all the way around. It's Tommy Two Toe now.
Jenna, who can I turn to? You give me something. We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Out of Touch, there is Hall & Oates, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, it's 11 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Monday?
I'm doing pretty well, Maddie. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, it's a Monday. We're here. Yeah. At least it's a beautiful morning, so we have that going for us. Got outside already with Aspen. A little fog out here on Goose Poop Pond. Again, I like to make clear, I'm not sure if that, you know, translates to the rest of Sauk County, or if it's just here here on Goose Poop Pond where we like to hold the fog to ourselves.
You control all the fog out there at Goose
Apparently
Poop Pond.
Apparently we do. I don't know. It's kind of crazy because there are times when all the fog is just kind of over Goose Poop Pond, and then you drive out onto the highways and there is not a drop of fog anywhere to be found. So it is kind of an interesting phenomenon. But a little muggy out there again this morning, even though it's a nice start to the day. I mean, we do have another chance for some heavy rain tonight, or at least some pockets of it, as Corey Hartman likes to say. And we'll talk about the forecast in just a moment, because hopefully everybody's dried out. Nobody had too much damage from this weekend. Mm-hmm. That was a lot of rain that came in a very short amount of time. The ground is already very, very saturated. And we're looking at more potential for rain tonight. So, yuck. And I know Public Works, they were working very hard in a lot of areas this weekend. The Sauk County employees just trying to get roads back open, things repaired. You know, Alliant was out this weekend because there was some power outages in places. So it was kind of one of those crazy weekends. So hopefully
we're right in the
okay
thick of it, right? I mean, that time of year that you get those really, really warm temperatures. And yeah, that's combustible weather ready at any drop of the hat, you know.
And I know a lot of people like to poo-poo at the La Nina and El Nino phenomenons of the weather world, but we're in a La Nina year. And just take a look at the calendar back, if you have to, on La Nina years and what actually happens to the weather patterns. It is very humid. It is very damp. We have this type of weather every time there's a La Nina year. So, again, you can poo-poo with the phenomenon all you want, but there's something to be said for how it actually plays out as well. Whether you think it's crazy, whether you don't, whatever. But there's something to be said for certain weather patterns and the way, you know, the amount of moisture that's brought up from the Gulf and from both oceans as well, where they kind of collide into the country too. So luckily, though, I mean, as bad as it was around here, and we did have tornado damage in the in area parts of Wisconsin this weekend as well, but at least we're not seeing 15 inches of rain in one sitting, literally, like they are in parts of Iowa and South Dakota and Minnesota, because wow, that's going to be devastating and catastrophic, and you have no idea how bad it's actually going to be in some of those areas until the water recedes, which could be weeks, because they're also getting more rainfall right now. So it's kind of insane, too. So hopefully everybody's good, though, this morning. That's at least how we're going to go into this Monday, and hopefully we can keep things pretty minor around here. I know when your basement's flooded, because trust me, we've been there, it doesn't feel minor at the time, but in comparison to what is happening in other parts of the country, I try to keep things into perspective a little bit as well, even though it sucks for the time being. So we just will hope everybody's good, though, this morning. And hopefully you didn't have to shop back too much over the weekend.
Yeah, that's not fun.
No, shop backing is not fun. It is not fun. We had a house, when our very first house in South Dakota, you know, it had the drain tile. It had everything that you need to apparently keep a house in the basement dry. Ours did not stay dry. It did not stay dry. So anytime it rained, it was like an all-out catastrophic, oh my gosh, what got ruined this time kind of thing, to the point where literally we had just the boys' toys downstairs, and it became all-out playroom is essentially what the basement became, because you can put those in bins, right? Like, you can keep those separated and keep them off the floor, but there wasn't much else down there because it just got too yucky down there most of the time. So we've been there. We've done the shop back route a few times in our life. So not fun for anybody. Now, I started out this morning, Finn, by saying, how are you? And I only bring that up because no one on a Monday, let's be honest, is expecting some serious, elaborate response when you ask somebody else how they are, especially on a Monday morning, right? But you don't have to say good and just hope that that puts an end to it, at least according to people on Reddit. I thought this was a great thread to get to this morning as we're trying to muddle our way through a Monday with extra coffee, maybe a donut. In our house, it's Danishes all the way around. So I'm right there with you this morning. People on social media are talking about how they answer how are you if they're not good. And there were some good responses that you can take into your day with you. All right, as you're heading into the office, maybe have to drop the kids somewhere, you're going to get asked how are you a lot, right? So here are some good responses. Not too bad was the number one response, according to people on Reddit. That's acceptable, I think, on a Monday morning, right? I mean, I think we can get into that. Living the dream is another one that people say on a Monday. I've been known to
I'm
say
guilty
that.
Guilty of that one a
oh,
few
yeah.
times. Yeah.
A few times in my life. I'm alive. Sometimes that's all you can muster on a Monday,
I
especially,
like that
right?
One.
Yes.
I'm here. I'm
exactly.
alive.
Exactly. Hanging in there is another one. That always reminds me of the little kitty on a tree branch in your doctor's office whenever I see hanging in there, because my doctor growing up had that poster. Didn't change it for like the entire 18 years that I saw my pediatrician. And so whenever I see hanging in there, I always think of the kitty gripping onto a tree branch somewhere in the world. Meh is another one that you can use on a Monday.
That's one of my favorite ones.
I know.
Here's the thing about meh, though. It's great to deliver, but when you receive it, when somebody says
yes.
meh to you, it's like, oh.
How do you respond to that? You're like, oh,
yeah.
okay.
Well, especially in those instances where it's something else, where you've maybe cooked a meal or something.
Sure.
How is it? Meh.
yeah, you never want to hear that after you've put a lot of work into something. Present and accounted for. I do appreciate that one on a Monday as well. Same panic, different disco, or same soup, just rehearsed is a couple more that were on this Reddit thread. One of mine is, you know, whenever I'm doing something and somebody will say, how's it going? I always say, not my monkey, not my circus. It's pretty much always kind of, that's my big one. One person said there aren't usually any words, just crying, especially on a Monday. Okay. We're sorry about that. We hope life gets a little better for you. And one person said, you just say fine. It's a greeting. People aren't actually interested in how you are doing. And as cynical as that may sound, there is a little bit something to that, I think, right? Because some people
a pleasantry. Just people, this just one of the things people say. How are you doing? How are you? That's
right?
You
know, some people are just chatting. Some are making small talk. The question is almost always, though, just an opening to maybe open up a different conversation.
Yes.
Or maybe you just want to get away from that person at the coffee pot in the office. And you just happen to both stand there at the same time. So you got to do something, because that awkward silence is even worse than at least making pleasantries. So,
have you ever had that happen where you ask somebody how they're doing and then you get their whole life story and all
yes.
the drama and everything?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a few different times in my life. I've told you, though, before, Corey always says, I have talk to me stamped on my forehead. So mm-hmm. I'm one of those people where I can just smile at somebody standing in a checkout and they feel the need to open up a conversation with me, which is fine. It's usually fine. Sometimes you get unpleasant people who want to just complain about the world and hope you're a friendly ear that they can, you know, chew on a little bit. But sometimes they just need somebody to talk to, you know, so there is that aspect of it. But no, talk to me. It's stamped to my forehead, because I get people who come to me with weird conversations all the time. It's why when I run into the store to get three things, it turns into a 45-minute trip usually. And then my family's in the car going, what took you so long?
My wife suffers from the same affliction. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we just have friendly faces. Maybe we need to smile less or something. I have no idea, but it happens regularly. So I'm not going to start with how are you, but anything fun and exciting this weekend at the household, or did you guys just kind of chill out, relax a little bit?
Meh. No. no. It was a pretty decent weekend. I had rehearsal on Saturday night, and I had rehearsal last night, and they've been lengthy rehearsals. And they've been kind of long. But I'm not playing the smallest violin. It's been a lot of work. But and then of course Saturday with all the craziness with the weather, it was an interesting weekend. We'll put it that way.
I'm right there with you. Saturday we just kind of made plans to stay at home. Obviously Corey, being the storm chaser weather guy that he is, he wanted to be close to the radio station in case he needed to jump on. Dave Grant kind of took over coverage because Corey actually went out and chased a little bit. He was about 15 minutes behind, maybe even less than that, behind the tornadoes that touched down. He was able to see some damage to homes, though, and things. So hopefully those people are recovering well, and at least there was no injuries. That's the good news out of those storms. So he was able to do that, but we just kind of hunkered down on Saturday. Yesterday, we had a lot of errands to run. It was Costco shopping day. Costco on a Sunday is never, never fun, right? Like, it's just not a good time. And my husband, being the old guy that he is, threw out his hip a couple weekends ago when he was doing all the work around the house, removing shrubs and all of that. So walking around right now is really difficult for him because, you know, it's like a pinched nerve kind of thing. He's got to get into the chiropractor. But I kept calling him Peg Leg because when my husband limps, he looks like he's literally missing an entire limb, like he's like a pirate with his little peg leg on. Yeah, you know, like timbers. He's got like, I was like, can't you just like limp? Like, what is like this whole got to move the whole upper torso and everything with it? Like, what are we doing? So we kind of took it easy. There were a few things we needed at other stores as well. Ended up not finding any of the things we were looking for. Right now, in the process of trying to redo our home studio, we need right furniture, you know, because studio furniture and office furniture are completely different things. You know this because you got to have some depth for boards and all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So we're kind of in the process of trying to find that. They don't make 30-inch deep desks. It's very hard to find those. So we're probably going to have to get some sort of recording studio furniture or something like that, which is also a whole nother topic of conversation. So we kind of did that yesterday. Didn't end up finding anything that would work, you know, just at a normal office supply type store or furniture store. So that was kind of a bust. And then I need a new clock on my bathroom wall because I put like 6 batteries in it in the last 2 weeks. Won't stay running. So that was kind of a bust. Nobody had anything for that either. So we didn't get that. So, I needed a new food processor. Nobody had anything with decent reviews. So that was kind of a bust.
I mean, the aggravation. You go out, you actually make the effort to do some shopping, which requires all the wherewithal. And then you go out and then you can't find the stuff.
I'm convinced that stores are just trying to get rid of storefronts in general, a lot of them, and they just would prefer you to shop online at this point. Yeah. That's what I'm convinced of. Not all of them. Some of them have decent stuff. I'm kind of picky. And in our bathroom, for instance, with the clock, it's a really large wall. So it can't be one of those regular 10-inch little clocks. That's going to look ridiculous. So it's got to have some depth and a little weight and heft to it. So it's just, you know, the ones that we found were either gigantic, and it was going to take like Dexter, Max, myself, and Corey to hoist it onto the wall. Or it was like this little 8-inch thing. And I was like, you know, there's not anything in between 8 inches and like, you know, the size of a Subaru. Like, what is happening here? So that was kind of, you know, not really their fault. It was kind of the way the house is designed, too. So it was one of those things. We'll find stuff. I just You'll didn't have there. Any luck yesterday. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you strike gold when you go to the store. Other times you're like, oh, okay, well, I could have skipped this trip and done something better with my life at this point in time. And that was kind of how we were yesterday.
And you're right. I mean, I think the, you know, brick and mortar stores, it's almost like we'll be whittled down to production and shipping facilities, and that's what it's going to be.
And a lot of them have already, right? Yeah. Like a lot of them have already gone that route. The storefronts themselves have filed bankruptcy, but they still have this online presence. So I think
we started seeing that during the beginning of the pandemic is when we started seeing all that.
And then, you know, when people just, if you can get it just shipped to your house, and returns are usually pretty simple with a lot of these companies now and usually free. I mean, it makes sense. And sometimes I'll order 5 or 6 of something if I don't know which one I'm going to want or like, knowing that I can always ship the other ones back once I figure it out, you know? So I'm guilty of it myself if I can't find it at a local storefront or on a local level or something like that. But I'll get there. It's fine. But I did get a new laptop yesterday, so that was fine.
Nice.
And not only did it, because mine, it periodically just shuts down in the middle of stuff. I've had it for almost 10 years now, so it's gotten its life expectancy out of it, but it just periodically shuts down, which kind of stinks when you're working on something and all of a sudden you just have like a black screen. You're like, needs a nap right now. Uh-huh. It's fine.
It's tired.
So I got, So I got a smaller one this time, and it's one of those that can flip into a tablet as well. So I can use it, you know, to read or to, if we're traveling somewhere, we'll download movies and kind of set it up. Plus, it'll be great for cooking because it makes like a little tripod. So I was pretty excited about that. So that I did strike gold on. And thank you to my husband for, acknowledging the fact that my laptop was not not where it was at anymore. Mm-hmm. So I did appreciate that. Now, we've got a bunch of headlines from this weekend as far as entertainment goes. And I want to cover some of these things that happened over the weekend, because obviously one of the biggest things that happened in pop culture was Taylor Swift's three-night stand at London's Wembley Stadium. And there were a lot of celebrities who showed up for this. Did you happen to see some of these people?
I did. Two of my favorites were actually on the list.
Yes, exactly. So for show number one on Friday night, Taylor was hobnobbing with royalty, literally. Prince William brought the kids, Prince George and Princess Charlotte, to the show. The royal family, obviously a little stoked to have Taylor in town. They actually had the Buckingham Palace military band play Shake It Off earlier in the day, which the video of that is absolutely crazy and a whole lot of fun as well. You know, because those military bands and things, they're usually pretty, they're pretty impressive. Buttoned up a little bit, and they're really, really talented. But to hear him play Shake It Off, it was kind of fun. Also at the first show, you had Selma Hayek, Nicola Coughlin from Bridgerton, Jonathan Van Ness, and Leslie Mann. Video from the VIP tent on Saturday night shows Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher, Tom Cruise, Greta Gerwig, and obviously Travis Kelce, who was at all three of the shows. Jason Kelce and his wife Kylie were also there. There's some glimpses of them that you can catch in the tent. Also on hand was Rachel Ziegler, Liam Hemsworth, and Hugh Grant, who actually thanked Taylor on Twitter for an amazing show. He also said he enjoyed tequila shots with Taylor's, quote, excellent if gigantic boyfriend. Okay. Leave it to Hugh Grant to make things awkward. Show number three last night was enjoyed by Paul McCartney. I'm going to assume that was one of your favorites. Yep. Sophie Turner was there. Kate Blanchett was there. Ellie Goulding was there. John Bon Jovi and Piers Morgan was also there. Travis was actually part of the show last night as well. He had to rescue a fainting Taylor Swift and put her on her couch and get her ready for the rest of her show. So it was kind of interesting. Okay, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Now, in other Taylor Swift news, this one's kind of crazy because apparently it's on between her and David Grohl. If you were starting to think that nobody was willing to stand up to Taylor, well, you're wrong. Even people like Stevie Nicks, Paul McCartney, and Bruce Springsteen have basically bowed down to the Taylor Swift altar at this point in time. Finally, someone, though, took a stand this weekend, Finn, and they delivered what you can only describe as the second shot heard round the world. Now, here's the deal. Why is Taylor was in the middle of this run at Wembley Stadium on Saturday night. A little band that maybe you've heard of called the Foo Fighters was playing at a smaller venue called London Stadium. Dave Grohl, who I'm an absolute fan of, had this to say, quote, I tell you, man, you don't want to suffer the wrath of Taylor Swift, so we like to call our tour the Errors Tour. We've had more than a few errors and more than a few blanking errors as well. Then he went on to say, that's because we actually play live. What? Just saying, you guys like raw live rock and roll music, right? You came to the right blanking place. Well, Taylor heard about this, or must have, because she responded during her Wembley show on Sunday, but she did not launch a direct attack. Early on in the show, she thanked the band, saying that they would be, quote, playing live for you for 3.5 hours tonight. Then she went on to say that they deserve this so much, and so does every one of her fellow performers. And you, in a quote, you just gave that to us so generously, we will never forget it. David Grohl, Taylor Swift, kind of putting the barbs back and forth to one another.
Interesting.
For the record, though, Dave Grohl did praise Taylor Swift during an appearance on the Late Late Show about 6 years ago. So it's been a while. So maybe he's just tired of the Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift fanfare as well. Who knows at this point?
But is he suggesting that there is taped stuff that their backing tracks or whatever?
See, nobody really understood what he was getting at specifically, because he just talked a little bit about the performing live. Now, from what I understand from people who have been to the shows and what you've seen online, she does perform everything live. I mean, you can tell in her vocals, too, because when she has a cold, if she's got a cough, if she's got a snuffle, you can actually hear it in the vocals. So this isn't like she's pre-recording and lip syncing and getting up on stage. It is all done right there in the moment. So maybe David Grohl knows something, though, that the rest of us don't.
Well, the vocals could always be live, but there could be other stuff that is. And I have to be careful here because Swifties are very, very, you know, everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. They're loyal. Mm-hmm. We'll put it mm-hmm. like that.
But I mean, with a production like she has, I mean, those things have got to be timed out exactly.
Right?
I mean, there's choreography, there's all this these other production elements. And Dave's right. I mean, they come out and they have...
Yeah.
They just perform a rock and roll. I don't want to say just. They right. come out and perform a rock and roll show. It's right. not. It's not all these different production elements that there's are interweaved not, in the show. It's just
there's not costume changes. There's right. not choreography. They're not you bringing
imagine
out
if
dancers.
Dave Grohl had a costume change.
I just want to see what the backup dancers would be like at a Foo Fighters show. I think that would be
that
amazing.
Would be something. Yeah.
Anyway, so yes, we'll see if this actually like leads into anything. It sounds like maybe. Right now, they're just trading some words. And I think Dave Grohl, for the most part, when he spoke about Taylor Swift, it's always been kindly and fondly. But, you know, maybe he was just a little miffed that he wasn't at Wembley Stadium, too. I have no idea.
Could play, they were playing a smaller venue.
Yeah, and, London Stadium. Yeah.
Right. I mean, but... Yeah, I don't know.
She's Taylor Swift. I mean, she sold it out for 3 nights straight. I mean, what are you going to do, right? I don't know. She's just not. The world's becoming unhappy with her at this point. I would say after the Eras tour, maybe it's time for her to lie low just a little bit. You know, like just chill out for a little bit. Maybe work on some new
music. I've been saying that for a while. We're in danger of serious oversaturation.
I don't mean any disrespect to Taylor, but you're right. I mean, we've been talking about this tour for months now, and it will continue into 2025 as far as we know at this point, because she's coming back to North America. So I'm just saying, after it's all said and done, she deserves a break too. This is a rigorous schedule. I mean,
well,
you're talking
yeah.
three shows a night,
you're
right
gonna burn
in a row
out. Yeah,
exactly. Like the woman deserves a break. She's given us all she's got for many, many months, and it's going to continue for a while. So, you know, take a break, chill out with Travis, watch him play some football, even if the rest of us are nauseated by it. I mean, you know, whatever. Just enjoy life a little bit.
Meanwhile, Mr. Timberlake briefly addressed his week from last week on his during his concert Friday night in Chicago.
Yep.
He talked about it a little bit. Of course, he had a bottle of Grey Goose and a bottle of Smirnoff in both hands. But no, he didn't. But
that wouldn't be surprising, though.
No,
would it?
It wouldn't. Yeah.
They actually had friends at that show. They actually went to that show at the United Center in Chicago this weekend, and he had another show on Saturday night as well, and he thanked his fans for sticking by him. He could have chosen his words a little bit more carefully, though, I think, because his quote was, "I want each and every one of you to know I've grown up with you. You have been such a big and beautiful part of my life, and sometimes I can't find the words to show my gratitude that you guys just keep riding with me and riding with me." I mean, let's not be fooled. Who's going to give him the keys after what we heard the other night from last week? But anyway,
yeah.
Right, yeah. He acknowledged that it's been a tough week, and he says that he says, "I know I'm sometimes hard to love, but you keep loving me right back." So, you know, at least this is the first public basically showing an acknowledgement of the incident from him. His attorneys have had plenty to say about it, but as far as Justin goes, this is the first time we've heard anything from him. So,
right.
No, at least he acknowledged the fact that
it's, well, how do you not? I mean, it was
you got arrested.
It was everywhere.
You did a
everybody
perp walk.
Was reading. Yeah.
TMZ had your glassy-eyed mugshot. Yes, it's time for you to say that I kind of screwed up, maybe a little bit, right? I mean, you can say all you want, but the photo is kind of proof of the pudding as far as what maybe happened that night. And everybody deserves their day in court. I'm not saying that, but you know, if you're gonna basically not take the breathalyzer and say no to it, and you might have a couple things you don't want people to find out. Just saying. We'll see what happens with Justin's case. Taking a look at the forecast right now, mostly sunny today, 84 for a high, then showers and thunderstorms again tonight. We could see some pockets of heavy rainfall once again with a low near 70. Scattered storms possible tomorrow. Otherwise, we're going to see some sun mixed in there as well with a high near 88. Right now, it's 60.
It's June, which means delicious National Dairy Month deals continue at Pierce's Express Market. 8-ounce bricks of essential everyday cream cheese are 2 for $4. Kraft natural cheese slices are 2 for $5. And 24-ounce Prairie Farms 4% or 2% small curd cottage cheeses are 2 for $6. Plus, incredible prices on ice cream. 48-ounce Stone Ridge Creamy are 2 for $6. Kemp's Pails are $6.99. And Häagen-Dazs Pints are 2 for $7. Pierce's Express Market, proudly serving the area for over 100 years. I'm ready.
Big deals. One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health-friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
7:38 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We hope you are having a great start to your Monday. Hey, at least we got a little sunshine and no rain for the time being. It's Jimmy Eat World. It's 99.7 Max FM. It is 7:40 right now. And if you're somebody who's starting to plan for the 4th of July, maybe you're going to do a little traveling, it turns out you're not alone because according to AAA, nearly 71 million of us are expected to travel at least 50 miles from home, which is up about 5% from last year. Now, here's some of the stats projected over the next couple of weeks as people do a lot of traveling, you know, over the 4th of July. 85% of 4th of July travelers are driving, 8% are flying, and about 6.5% are using some other mode of transportation, maybe a bus, a boat, a cruise ship, a train. Those could be options. Maybe they're going to teleport themselves. Who knows? There's also relief at the pump this year. Gas prices are lower than last year when the national average was $3.53 a gallon, and gas prices are expected to continue going down leading up to Independence Day. The current average is about $3.44. How exciting is it, though, to go to the pump and, like, fill up sometimes for under $3 a gallon? I mean, these are the things that make us happy as adults. As usual, the worst times to be on the road are when everyone else wants to be driving, too, between 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., so AAA suggests driving in the morning. Overall, the busiest days are going to be Wednesday, July 3rd, and Sunday, July 7th. Totally makes sense. People coming and going. If you're flying, remember, airports are slammed around the holidays, so do yourself a favor and aim to be there a couple hours early instead of, you know, trying to push it and running through security at the very last minute. Now, if you are going to stick around the area, though, for the 4th of July, remember that big Baraboom's fireworks celebration is going to be taking place this year in a new location at the UW-Platteville Baraboosaw County campus. And of course, it's going to be a whole lot of family fun, live music by the Blacker Brothers, a kids area, first responder open house, food trucks, beer garden, and it's all going to end at dusk with that amazing festival foods fireworks display. The gates will open at 5 p.m. for that, fireworks right around 9:30 or so. So if you're going to be around, make sure you join us out at the Baraboom celebration. Again, new location this year, UW-Platteville Baraboosaw County grounds. Free gate admission, too, by the way. So that's an option for you if you don't want to be one of those crazy ones out on the road. Coming up, a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we could see some more rain tonight. Mike Ganger's also going to have a look at sports. Remember, birthdays and anniversaries coming up in just minutes. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, text us this morning, 355-9970.
Good morning and welcome again, Brothers Real Estate and Auction Report. This week on Tuesday, we have our June firearms and hunting consignment auction ending at 9 a.m., very large auction with over 330 firearms, as well as ammunition, reloading supplies, other hunting and fishing related items. There's a preview today at our auction facility in Reedsburg from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Then on Thursday, we have our June farm consignment auction ending at 9 a.m. This auction will feature tractors, as well as compact tractors, skid steers, vehicles, trailers, ATVs and UTVs, lawn and garden items, tools, and much more. There's a preview of our June farm consignment auction on Wednesday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. at our auction facility in Reedsburg. This online-only auction ends this Thursday at 9 a.m. You can view the catalogs for both of these auctions at our website at gavinbros.com. Remember, if you're thinking of having an auction or buying or selling type of real estate, be certain to get in contact with Gavin Brothers in Reedsburg or Gavin Brothers in Baraboo.
Whatever your needs, from real estate to auctions, large or small, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg is ready to serve you with professional and courteous service every time, guaranteed. Whether you're thinking about having an auction or purchasing or selling real estate, Gavin Brothers Auctioneers Real Estate is ready to assist you. Contact Gavin Brothers Auctioneers and Real Estate of Baraboo and Reedsburg. Online, go to gavinbros.com or call 524-6416.
Time for sports on Max FM. It's brought to you by Napa Auto Parts.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
For Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. Milwaukee Brewers are able to salvage one from the San Diego Padres yesterday after a 6-2 victory. This was the fourth game of a four-game series that saw the Brewers lose 7-6, 9-5, and then 6-4. Behind a great start from Tobias Myers, they do bounce back. He went five innings, scattered five hits, struck out three in the game, only gave up one earned run. He improves to 5-2 for the season for the crew with a 3.12 ERA. Blake Perkins from the 9 spot came up with two RBI in the game along with a pair of hits. Crew's 45-33 for the year. They're going to be back at it again right away tonight as the team is going to be returning home to host the Texas Rangers for a three-game set. 7-10 is the first pitch. They got three against the Rangers, then they'll welcome the Cubs for three this weekend. It all comes down to a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final as Edmonton and Florida will meet this evening at 7 o'clock. The Panthers took the 3-0 series lead. Edmonton was able to rally back, win the last three to force this seventh deciding game. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Jim C.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with highs around 84. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely. Lows around 70. Some pockets of heavy rainfall again. For Tuesday, scattered storms. Otherwise, a high near 88 under mostly sunny skies. A touch cooler by Wednesday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce is perfect for summer grilling. Pick up a bottle at grandpasbbqshop.com.
Right now, it's 62.
99.7.
We are warming up nicely this morning. Get out and enjoy some of that beautiful weather today if you can absolutely help it. And in the meantime, let's just be happy that we're drying out a little bit before we get more of that rain tonight. Thank you for that forecast, Corey Hartman. It's the Pointer Sisters now, and I'm so excited on 99.7 Max FM. Birthdays and anniversaries are next. Hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. That is a good song this morning, Finn. We need a little something to get us up and going.
A little zip and a little pep,
right? Yeah, we do.
Right?
We do. I'm right there with everybody. I don't know what it is, but I don't know if yesterday was just an extremely busy day or if I'm just too old to shop that many places in a row now. I'm not really sure, but I could use a little extra pep in the step today. It is 7:51 right now, and hey, speaking of pep in the step, let's celebrate some birthdays and anniversaries, shall we? Now, before we jump into the celebrity side of things, we'll remind you that if you are celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, you can always text us this morning over on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line 355-9970. So let's start right here at the top with our celebrity birthdays. Aaron Moriarty is celebrating. Now, if you are a fan of The Boys on Amazon, you will know her best as Starlight. She is 30 years old today. Now, of course, this is one of Dexter's favorite shows. We are smack dab in the middle of, is it season 3, I believe? And he's loving it. Now, it doesn't have as good of ratings as some of the other seasons, but he actually likes this season a whole lot better than some of the other ones. Okay. So, yeah, he's appreciating it. As I've said before, if you are a fan of MCU but got tired of how you had to intertwine everything, this is like a gorier version of MCU. This is not one that the kids are going, you're going to want to have the kids in the room for. This is kind of an after they go to bed, probably sure. adults only show, because it's a little gory. It's a little gory. There's a lot of things that happen, and as you watch it, you're like, oh God, that just happened on my screen kind of thing. But the acting is really crisp and the writing is pretty good. It's produced by Seth Rogen, though. He's one of the producers of this one. So you got to think that there's going to be some funny and some sharp and a little, you know, all of that. And there's going to be a little snark and a little sarcasm. And there's going to be a whole lot of dark to it, just knowing what Seth Rogen does. But they also have Gen V out over on Amazon right now, which is like a whole, they're not doing so far what MCU did, Finn, where they like combine everything and you have to be on top of one in order to understand the other. So far, they're pretty separate entities and sometimes they weave together, but you don't have to know what Gen V is in order to watch The Boys sure. and vice versa. So I can appreciate that. I think that's when MCU started losing everybody, right? Is because it became so intertwined with all the shows on Disney.
You had to watch everything.
And if the movies came out and then you didn't see what was on Disney Plus for your, you know, these new shows, you were like, who is this new character and what is happening right now? You had like no clue. Yeah. And it kind of lost everybody. And then the writing got really bad, not as sharp and not as good. And it kind of started losing a lot of people in the process. But The Boys, it's a good one. We do enjoy it. We were very excited when the new season came out. We also have Candace Patton on the list. She plays Iris West on The Flash. She is 36 years old today. Lionel Messi, who is generally considered the best soccer player on the planet, and he's been paid for that role as well, he is celebrating his 37th birthday. Solange Knowles is celebrating a birthday. Now, of course, she is Beyonce's kid sister, probably Jay-Z's worst nightmare. She is celebrating her 38th birthday today. We have Minka Kelly celebrating today as well. Of course, she's Dove on Titans, and she was also Lila on Friday Night Lights. Now, I don't know if you know this, but her dad is former Aerosmith guitarist Rick Dufay, who Joe Perry thanked for, quote, committing career suicide during Aerosmith's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame acceptance speech. Because Dufay actually joined the band for that unremarkable period after Joe Perry and Brad Whitford left the group. But he's the one who convinced Steven Tyler that Steven's depression and addiction were out of control and that he needed to reunite with Joe and Brad, knowing it was pretty much going to put him out
be
of the
end
job.
Of him. Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
I know. Isn't that a crazy story? But anyway, so yeah, that's who Minka Kelly, that's who her dad is. Mindy Kaling is celebrating a birthday today as well. She was, of course, on the Mindy Project. She was the Mindy Project. And she also played Kelly Kapoor on The Office. She is 45 years old. So good in that role. She was super funny. We have Danielle Spencer, who played Dee Thomas on What's Happening, celebrating her 59th birthday today. And then Ian Glenn, who was Bruce Wayne on Titans. A lot of people know him from Game of Thrones, though, as well. He is 63 years old today. From Tears for Fears, lead singer Kurt Smith is 63 years old today.
Cool.
Shout, Head Over Heels. Yeah, everybody wants to rule the world. We'll maybe pull out some Tears for Fears here this morning. Andy McCluskey, Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark, their lead singer. He is celebrating his 65th birthday today, If You Leave, which was part of the Pretty in Pink soundtrack, by the way. Then we have a couple of hotties from the very original RoboCop. In fact, the two stars of the movie are both celebrating birthdays today. Nancy Allen is 74 and Peter Weller turned 77 today.
Awesome.
So I know, right? That was RoboCop, the original was.
Weller doesn't get enough appreciation. I feel like he's an underrated actor.
Agreed. I totally agree with that. He's more than just RoboCop. He's done other stuff in his career as well. Mick Fleetwood of Fleetwood Mac is 77 years old today. Of course, too many hits to count for that group. Go Your Own Way, Dreams, The Chain, Rihanna, and also Don't Stop. We'll pull out some Fleetwood Mac here later this morning.
Question here. Yeah. Will Stevie actually let him celebrate his birthday or... is she going to kick him out of the band? Well, she says that they're never going to perform again live.
Right.
So, yeah.
I'm pretty sure Stevie tells him when he can celebrate. I'm pretty sure that's how that all goes down. Yes. Colin Blunstone, who was the lead singer of the 1960s group The Zombies, tell her no, she's not there. Time of the Season. He is celebrating 79 years today. Did I say that? I can never remember if I say their birthday, their actual age or not. But yeah, he's kind of a legend as far as music goes, especially if you're a fan of the oldies variety.
Yeah.
Now, if you are celebrating a birthday or even an anniversary today, all of us here at Max FM hope you have a fantastic day. And remember, if you want somebody added to this list, you can text us today. You can text us in the middle of this afternoon. We will make sure we get that on for you. 355-9970. That's all you have to do is use our text line. Now, taking a look at the forecast, Finn, not bad today. We're going to see a lot of sunshine. It's a beautiful start to the morning. 84 for our high today. Then some showers and thunderstorms possible tonight, maybe even pockets of heavy rain, and then more chances of rain tomorrow as well. Thank you, Mother Nature, because the ground just hasn't had enough quite yet. But it looks like she's not done with us. So we will take a detailed look at that forecast with Corey Hartman in just a few minutes. That will be after ABC and local news here on Max FM.
Blast off as Circus World boldly goes where no circus has gone before. Feel the big bang as Tina the Human Cannonball flies high.
Defy gravity with an upside-down rocketeer. Perky poodles, soaring aerial acts. Plus, camels, llamas, horses, and ponies orbiting the ring.
Juggler, zany comedy, and space cadet music invite you to blast off to family fun at Circus World.
Step back in time with Tin Roof Dairy, Baraboo's gym for sweet treats. Indulge in our 32 flavors of creamy ice cream or sip on our nostalgic homemade sodas poured by Uniform Soda Jerks. Celebrate your birthday with us and enjoy a free ice cream treat. Visit Tin Roof Dairy on 3rd Avenue for a delightful blast from the past. Open Tuesday to Sunday, noon to 6 p.m. Call us at 608-448-4004 or find us online at tinroofdairy.com. Tin Roof Dairy, where every scoop is a memory made.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Millions of Americans sweating it out over the weekend. Temperatures soared across much of the country. In Iowa, Governor Kim Reynolds declaring a disaster for 21 counties because of extreme rain and flooding. One gunman, two weapons, four people shot and killed at a grocery store in Arkansas over the weekend.
It's thought that none of the four people who died or the nine others wounded had ever met Travis Posey.
It was just a completely random, senseless act.
As the probe gets underway, says Arkansas State Police Colonel Mike Hager,
the suspect's motives are unclear, and that's obviously going to be a focus